Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Clinton Central High School, Michigan Town, Indiana, right off of 29. It goes north and south, 29 does. We're missing tonight's education-based varsity basketball game. Going to feature the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Western Panthers. Going to go against the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Both teams playing at a neutral site. Has been a great tournament. Couple of days. This is going to conclude the tournament tonight. It's supposed to tip off around 8 p.m. 8:05 on the pregame clock. Right now, we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Western Panthers. Western Panther High School was founded in 1949. They have a school enrollment of 840. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Benton Central. Benton Central currently 2 wins, 0 losses. 3-1 class basketball. That's Class 3A. They're 6-2 overall. They got a game tonight. It's going to start at 8:30. It'll be against Highland. Western, the Western Panthers, they're currently 2-0. Now that's 2-0 in the, let's say this. Yeah, we'll absolutely say they're 2-0. They're 2-3 in sectional. She gets 2-3. And they're also 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. Followed up by West Lafayette. They're 1-1 in the sectional play. They're 3-3 versus class opponents. They're 4-4 overall. The Rensselaer Central Bombers, they're 2-2, 3-3. In class play, they're 6-3 overall, followed up by Frankfort. The Frankfort Hot Dogs are 1-2. They're 2-3 in class play. They're 4-5 overall. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 1-3 in sectional opponents. They're 1-3 in class basketball. That's 3A. They're 5-5 currently on the season. In North Montgomery, they're 0-1 in the sectional play. They're 1-2 class basketball. They're 4-5 overall. We mentioned the principal at Western Panther High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Mr. Hyman. And we'll mention athletic secretary is Debbie Wilson. We'll let you know Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West, Bruceville, Indiana, 46979. On the web, it's WHSPanthers.com. They wear the colors black, gray, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. Western Panthers currently on the season. They're 3-5. We're missing their head coach is Michael Lewis. You can call him Mike. We'll mention he's 59 wins, 54 losses, working in year number 6 at Western High School. Overall, he's in his 13th year varsity basketball coach, 168 wins, 120 losses. After tonight's contest, the next game on the agenda for Western going to happen Tuesday, the 3rd of January. It'll be Lafayette Central Catholic visiting the Western Panthers. You can hear that game on PutMeInSports.com. Now we'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. They're Class 2A, Sectional 39. 7 in their sectional. In their sectional is Madison Grant. They're 2-0 in sectional play. They're 3-1 in class basketball. They're 6-3 overall. The Tipton Blue Devils are 1-0. That's in sectional play. They're 4-0 against class basketball. That's 2A class. They're 9-1 overall. The Eastern Comets out of Greentown, they're 1-0 in the sectional play. They're 3-0 in class basketball. That's class 2A. They're 6-1 overall. The Eastbrook Panthers, they're 1-2 in sectional play. They're 1-2 in class basketball. Overall, they're 3 wins, 5 losses. The Elwood Panthers, they're 1-3 in sectional play, 1-3 in class basketball. Overall, they're 3 wins, 5 losses. The Taylor Titans. Taylor Titans have not played a sectional opponent as of yet. They're 3-0 in class basketball. They're 8-0 on the season to this point. We'll mention the Blackford Bruins. Blackford Bruins are 0-1 in sectional play. They're 1-3 in class basketball. Overall, they're 3 wins, 6 losses. Today, they had a ball game, Fort Wayne South. It started at 2 o'clock. We have no score for that game. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils' principal is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them on the web at TiptonAthletics.com. They're with the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are also in the East Division. Blue Devils are currently 9 wins, 1 loss. They're 2-0 in the East of the Hoosier Conference. Their head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 55 wins, 27 losses. Working in year number 4 at Tipton, 552 wins, 386 losses, working in his 42nd year overall. And right now we're going to have a conversation with the head basketball coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Nice to see you, Mr. Derek Davis.
Thanks for having me, AJ. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're more than qualified. I tell you what, you're doing a good job here. I hear a lot of good things to what your boys playing some basketball, and you're having fun with them.
Yeah, thank you. I know the first 2 games, we didn't really compete very well, but we came out today. We didn't get the win against Tri-Central, but, man, we competed our tails off. Unfortunately, free throws, we didn't make enough free throws at the end of the day, and that's what lost us the ball game.
I tell you what, free throws are good, but like I mentioned, you have to be you're the type of coach that can get on them, and then right after that, you can build them back up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an intense guy. I've always been, when I started coaching 8th grade basketball at Hamilton Heights, I've just been an intense guy, but also show them that I love them as well, and that's the most important thing. You can criticize kids, but you also got to show them that you love them, and they respect that, and when they respect that, they'll do anything for you.
I was talking to your football coach a couple of days ago. I think it might have been yesterday. What a quality guy. That guy is bringing up right, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, Tracy's doing a good job. He was dealt with a tough hand. Took over right the week before the season actually started for football. So he's trying to get into it. But, I mean, he's really trying to build the program, get the kids in the weight room. I mean, you look at us out here in this basketball tournament, we look like a junior high team compared to some of these guys that look like grown men. So we definitely need to get this weight program going here at Clinton Central.
I tell you what, your athletic director, Mr. Ray Jones, and Kimberly, talk about Kimberly Deck and Ray Jones' athletic department.
Sure, our athletic department's great. They're doing a great job. Ray's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. He's here all the time, every day. Kim also, I mean, Kim was a coach, so she understands where we are as coaches and what this school needs, and she's really working with us coaches to try to change some things around here.
It's going to buzz out right now. We're going to have basketball, but I want to talk about your family. Family's good, got to be. You have one girl. Do you have another?
I got one boy, and we're expecting our second boy at the end of January, so doing really well. So my brother's actually having a baby right now as we speak, so and I have another nephew as well. So
Justin Davis, what a man. He's about as good a man as you are.
Yeah, not as good as me, but pretty close, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Tell your dad I said hello. He's my fifth grade best friend.
Yeah, I know. He talks about you quite a bit, so I'm glad I was able to see you.
Derek Davis, you're special. I appreciate you.
Thank you, AJ.
So, mention the starting lineup. That is the head coach at the Trenton Central Bulldogs. That's Mr. Derek Davis right here. We're going to plug this back in. We're getting ready to mention the starting lineup. They've already done so for the bench.
Home team number 2.
Plug back in. Get ready to start the mention the starting lineup. First, we'll mention the Webster Fans. They'll start right here. Number 14, Patrick Hobson. He's a 5'10 senior. Number 21, Dylan Hightower. He's a 5'7 senior.
Number 24, Ken Thurston, a 5'11 senior. Number 33, Ken Thurston Diggs. He's a 6'2" sophomore. And number 50, that's Mitchell Dean. He's a senior, 6'8" tall, head coach Michael Lewis. Tipton Blue Devils will start like this. Number 2, that's Maverick Conaway. He's a 6'1 senior. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'5 sophomore. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. He's a 6'1 junior. Number 21, Landon Spidell. He's a 6'2 sophomore. And wearing number 12 tonight, that's Jackson Money. 6 foot junior, head coach Cliff Hawkins. This is a little jump, a little Van Halen, we're going to toss it up right now. Mitchell Dean going up against Carpenter. It's going to tip through the backcourt, picked up by Western. First possession of the ball game, going to work it left side at 21, Dylan Hightower. Behind the arc, they'll dish off right there, that's 14, Patrick Hobson. They'll work it in the middle, they'll get to Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean going to get caught with steps right there. He's going to get caught with the foot there right there. Couldn't get any traction. Mitchell Dean could have been a call a different way, but it was not. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. To bring the ball to the timeline, that's number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it left side behind the arc. Jackson Money wearing number 12 in this ball game. And again, we'll mention Oliver Conaway going to wear number 32. Going to drive the lane high off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Ball caroms out. Picked up by Maverick Conaway, he'll get it back to Swan, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Western. Western on the approach. Thought about going coast to coast, he didn't. He'd go from the corner, 3-point shot, rims out. That was Hightower, Dylan Hightower from the left corner baseline. Back the other way with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it off down low in the paint. 2-point bucket for Fidel. That's Landon Fidel, where's number 21? In the front court, Dylan Hightower. Out top, circle right there, that's Mitchell Dean. He'll set up a screen. 3-point shot is good. Number 24, Ian Thurston, 3-point shot. It's 3-2. 3-2 ball game. Western in front. They're going to work the ball outside the arc. When they're working in, Jackson Money, elbow right side. Out top, Maverick Conaway. Conaway being guarded by 14, Patrick Hobson. Back outside with the basketball, back pedal dribble. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll get a screen from Landon Spidell. Hit that shot to elbow right side. Shot wouldn't go. Ball's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by 24, Ian Thurston. They go back the other direction. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Jackson Money trying to set up to draw the charge. No whistle. 2-point shot good for Thurston. It's 5-2 Western. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. So working behind the arc left side, Jackson Money. Working the basketball, free throw line, back pedal dribble, working against him is Ian Thurston of Western. Going to go baseline. There's the spin move. Grady Carpenter, ball's going to be tipped. Going to be regathered by Western Panthers. Picked up there by 33, Hudson Biggs. They'll bounce the ball right behind the arc. They'll work it into Mitchell Dean. Working against him is Landon Spidell. Going to go in the paint, left-handed floater in the paint. 2-point bucket, good. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean could not play in the first outing these two teams had. I think it was December 9th. And he couldn't play at the home game. He was feeling a little bit under the weather. Out top, he's in the ballgame tonight. Free throw line to kick it back out to go to the corner. Maverick Conaway off the rim, wouldn't go, fighting for the rebound. With Jackson Money, going to be a foul whistle. First foul of the ballgame. Going to be whistled on Western. So he over the back call. Foul's going to be whistled on 24, Ian Thurston, 5'11 senior. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Tall pass behind the arc. To get it to Grady Carpenter. He'll get it back down low. And Jackson Money in the paint. Right side of the glass. 2-point bucket is good. 7-4 contest. Western in front. Out top of the dribble. That's Dylan Hightower. He'll bounce it just inside the 3-point arc. Dean Mitchell back to Hightower. Hightower going to bounce it outside. That's 14. Patrick Hobson. They're working behind the line. They're going to work it down low. They're going to get to Mitchell Dean. And Mitchell Dean is going to earn the price of admission for a lot of folks here with the slam dunk. 4:44 on the game clock. First quarter. Outside shot, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Right corner baseline from Jackson Money. Rebound the basketball. Hard work right there. Landon Spidell. They'll get it to Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle a foul on Dylan Hightower. And he's on the floor. Dylan Swan has the basketball. They're going to whistle this on Dylan Hightower. He has one. In the ballgame for Tipton, going to see Gavin Hare. He wears number 4, taking a breather, is 21, Landon Spidell. Coming out of the ballgame for Western is number 21. That's Dylan Hightower. He'll take a breather. In the ballgame for the Western Panthers is number 0, Aiden Quillen. Shot going to go baseline. Tipton back the other direction. In the front court, that's number 0, Aiden Quillen. Just got in the ballgame. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc, Dean Mitchell. Mitchell Dean at Tipton. They'll go a bank shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Taking the shot there, 33, Hudson Biggs. A 6'2 sophomore. He'll go to the strike. He'll shoot 2. Going to whistle this foul on Maverick Conaway. He has 1. Team foul number 1. 2 thus far on Western. 2 shots. First shot. Good. That's 33. Hudson Biggs. 4:15 left first quarter. Championship game. Clinton Central. Holiday tournament. The 63rd. Second shot off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. There's going to be a whistle. It's going to be a lane violation. Let's see who it's on. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. So that last shot is going to act like it never even happened. So he's going to get one more. That's 33, Hudson Biggs. He'll eye it, fly it. Next one rims out long also. Picks up there on the rebound. Grady Carpenter to the front court. And Nolan Swan. Working against him is Aiden Quillen. Crossover. Going to go in the lane there. Elbows. Reaching in there, going to be a foul call. Trying to lock the ball up there with 33, Hudson Biggs. Nolan Swan picked up the dribble. It was available. They're going to whistle him for a foul. Hudson Biggs going to have 1 in the contest. He's going to take a breather. He'll get a low, medium, 5 from Coach Michael Lewis. In the ballgame is number 20, Logan Nelson, a 6'2 junior. Going to toss it out deep in the front court. Tipton brings it in. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll work at left side. Spin move into paint. He'll take a 12-footer. It'll roll around, fall in. 2-point bucket for Swan. 10-6 contest. Western in front. Crossing the timeline is number 0, Aiden Quilla. He'll work a bounce pass left side behind the arc. He'll bounce it in. It'll be a double team there. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan. He'll pass out of it. Back pedal dribble, Aiden Quilla. Aiden Quilla deep behind the arc. Starting him loosely, Nolan Swan. They're working left side. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. That was Mitchell Dean. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Maverick Conaway. He'll outlet going across the timeline. Nolan Swan for 3. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Mitchell Dean. He'll get to the outlet. That's 14. Patrick Hobson. They'll work at left side on the dribble there. It was number 20, Logan Nelson. They'll give it back to Nelson behind the arc. They'll bounce it in to Mitchell Dean on the baseline. He's in the paint. He'll take a shot. He'll earn 2 shots at the foul stripe. Going to collect a foul right there. It's going to be whistled on Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul on the Blue Devils. At the free throw line is Mitchell Dean, 6'8". He's a senior. First shot on the way, rimmed out long. Mitchell Dean, a left-handed pitcher. He's a first baseman for Coach Berryman right there at Western High School. 3:06 left here in the first quarter. 10-6, Mitchell Dean, second shot. Second shot rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble across the timeline at a drop pace. He'll slow it up. Outside the circle. He'll go between the legs. He'll work in the paint. Going to bounce it outside, behind the outside the arc, left side. That's Jackson Money. They'll work it back to Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble near the center circle. Working against him is Aiden Quillen. He's going to pick up a screen from Gavin Hare. He's going to bounce through it. He's going to go hard to the hoop. Left-handed floater. Wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean going to collect a foul as Grady Carpenter hurries back to play defense against Mr. 6'8". He's going to get some conversation right here with Coach Michael Lewis. He's going to take a breather in the ballgame for Mitchell Dean. Is going to be number 32, Amari Sutton. He's a 6'2" junior. Going to be brought in by the bucket from the baseline. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Good hands right there, Maverick Conaway. They tried to get it in deep in the front court to Aiden Quillen. Ball goes out of bounds. Western's going to bring it in. Opposite the scores bench on the side in the side court, right there in their own back court. Going to bring it in. Aiden Quillen on the dribble. Going to be picked up half court by Jackson Money. Going to work it right side, bounce pass. Behind the arc, he'll get the ball back from Ian Thurston. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Quillen. rimmed out. There's going to be a foul on the rebound. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. 2:21 left here in the first quarter. 10-6 contest. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Will be brought in by Western. It's 24, Ian Thurston. They'll bounce it inside. At 32, Amari Sutton. Turnaround jumper in the paint, about a 10-footer, wouldn't go. Rebound, Gavin Hare. He'll outlet Nolan Swan to the front court, Grady Carpenter. We're going to get Grady. It's 24, Ian Thurston. But we're going back out, Maverick Conway. Back to Grady Carpenter in the center circle. He'll pass it left side to Jason. That's Jackson Money. They'll work it through the corner. Maverick Conway now, Grady Carpenter, working against Ian Thurston. He'll bring it back out, back behind the arc. He'll dribble in, going to kick it to the corner, Nolan Swan, baseline drive. He'll kick it back out behind the arc, and then they'll go right side. Shot long off the rim. That was Jackson Money. Rebound collected there by Amari Sutton. Amari Sutton in the ballgame was 32, giving a breather to Mitchell Dean of Western. Going to bounce it outside the arc to the left side. Going to go baseline with the basketball. That's Aiden Quillen. He'll bring it back out left elbow. He'll turn it back in. They get it down low on the baseline. Amari Sutton, inside-out play. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Quillen. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter to the front court on the dribble. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Jackson Money works it right side. Grady Carpenter. They'll chase off Nolan Swan. They'll take a baseline jumper, about a 10-footer. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound 32, Amari Sutton. They're going to bring the ball to the front court inside a minute here in the first quarter. 54 seconds on the dribble in the front court. That was 24, Ian Thurston. They get it out top of the circle. 32, Amari Sutton. He'll dish it back. They're going to drive. That's Thurston. He'll get a bump from Gavin Hare. No call. He'll pass it on the baseline. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. Substitution in the ballgame. Number 20, Connor Hassong. He'll check back in. Dylan Hightower in the ballgame. He's going to bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Still 43 seconds left. Western in their own front court brings it in. That's number 14, Patrick Hobson back in the ballgame. He'll dribble in. He's going to get caught for a step. Try that high dribble. Couldn't get the ball down. Couldn't nail the jump stop. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is going to be number 21. Landon Spidell, taking a breather, is number 4, Gavin Hare. Can be brought in left of the bucket, full court right there in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline. 31 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, he'll work it left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Jackson Money looking for an outlet. He's working right there against Aiden Quill. He'll bounce it out top, Connor and Song. He'll work it right side, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going to get some hands on him. We're going to call a hand check. Right there, 20.2 left. They're going to whistle this foul on the Western Panthers. They're going to pick up this foul. Logan Wilson going to pick up the foul. He has one. Could be brought in left of the bucket. Grady Carpenter. He'll toss it in near the baseline, left side. Nolan Swan. 17 seconds left. High pass outside the arc. Right side, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good. 10-8 contest. Western in front. 5 seconds, crossing the timeline, Dylan Hightower. He'll dribble in to go baseline. Nailed the jump shot. Ball ends up almost in the hands of Amari Sutton. First quarter is complete at the end of one. Western 10, Tipton 8. And we'll mention they're talking about girls basketball. We'll talk about girls basketball this weekend. Hall of Fame Classic at Newcastle. That was a one-day tournament. It happened yesterday. There's also a Paul Logan Memorial Invitational. That's at North Central High School. 6 teams contributing there. That's just 3 games. I believe that did happen yesterday at 10 o'clock. It was Gibson Southern versus Avon. And then it was Henderson. Henderson County out of Kentucky. They went against Hamilton Southeastern. The Royals, they played that game at 11:45. And the final game was Springboro. That's out of Ohio. That was a 1:30 start versus North Central. All those games happened at North Central High School down on 86th Street. And we'll also mention, forgot to mention this in the earlier game today, Clinton Prairie. Indiana State Fair champions. The Clinton Prairie cheerleaders were crowned 2022 Indiana State Fair large squad. With music, they were the champions this year right there at the State Fair. 8 minutes on the game clock. Ball's going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow is going to be brought in by Tipton. Midcourt can be brought in by Hassan. He gets to Grady Carpenter slightly in the backcourt. First possession, second quarter. He'll bounce it right side, bounce pass, Jackson Money. He'll pick up a screen from Landon Spidell. Out top, that's number 11. Nolan Swan, he'll work at left side behind Art. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. He's going to dribble in and take a shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money tips it back to Nolan Swan. Couldn't get the three-point shot to go. Jackson Money got another board. He got the bucket on the baseline just outside the paint, right side. 10-10 contest. 7:27 on the game clock. Dylan Hightower. Clayton taking a point right now, working it back and forth. 14, Patrick Thompson. They're working back and forth. Ian Thurston. They're working back out top. Dylan Hightower. What's the right side? They're working down low. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean back in the ballgame. Outside the arc. Shot wouldn't go 3-point land. That was Ian Thurston. Rebound Tipton. Grady Jackson across the timeline. Just slow it up just a bit. Stationary dribble out center court. Behind the arc, he'll work at right side, Jackson Money. Jackson Money pops a three-point shot just right of center. Going up to the board, going to come down with it. That's Ian Thurston of Western. Going to work at left side. Outside the arc, 14, Patrick Hobson. They'll get it back to Thurston. They'll work it inside. And Thurston going to come up with the basketball as the ball goes loose. Hassan knocked it free. Working it back out top, they'll work at right side. 14, Patrick Hobson. Out top to get it back. 14, Patrick Thompson, he'll bounce one in baseline. Mitchell Dean, he'll pass it out. Dylan Hightower, back to Thurston. Now they'll work it down low. Shot wouldn't go. Near rebound right there for Mitchell Dean. Ball come up with. Come up with the basketball. That's Grady Carpenter on the dribble in the Tipton front court. 6:12 on the game clock. Second quarter, going to work it down low. Landon Spidell. Take the jump shot. Got Mitchell Dean off his feet. Went up the shot, couldn't get it. Right there in the paint, right side. Ball's going to shoot long back. To Western. 6:07 on the game clock. 10-10 ball game. Coming out of the ball game, actually going to get a little bit of a talk right here. Coach Mike Lewis out of the ball game. It's 14. Patrick Hobson, he'll take a breather. Back in the game, number 0, A.D. Quillen. Quillen gets the ball left side and working back outside. Dylan Hightower, working against him, Jackson Money. Jackson Money back to free throw line playing defense, working that 2-3 zone. A lot of legs involved in today's ball game. Both teams have already played one full game. We're working around the perimeter. Works to the left side, Aiden Quillen, back outside Dylan Hightower. Hightower goes back to Quillen behind the arc. He's picked up there by Nolan Swan, back outside Dylan Hightower. A little bit of a deliberate approach right here, looking for a good shot. Western Panthers on the approach. They'll work it down low. Mitchell Dean, reverse layup, wouldn't go, fight for his own board. Over the back, no call. Ball ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. In the front court with the basketball behind the arc, he'll dribble in. He's going to keep the dribble, hesitation dribble. He'll go left side off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Mitchell Dean. Cross the timeline, Dylan Hightower. They'll go baseline. They'll bounce it down low. Turnaround jumper, going to go for Western. Red at the bucket, 33, Hudson Big, 6'2", sophomore. He'll get one more. 12-10 contest. Western in front, back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 5, Sam Quigley, for Tipton, out of the ballgame, taking a breather. It's number 20, Connor Hassan. He's getting a little bit of a conversation with Coach Cliff Hawkins. Looking for the three-point play. That's 33, Hudson Big at the free throw line. Three-point play, good. Hudson Biggs. Biggs, stop play here, actually going in the ballgame, is going to be number 1, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs is a freshman. 5'8", played a pretty good game over there in Western versus Tipton earlier this month. Taking a breather right now for Western is 31, Dylan Hightower. He'll work the basketball behind through the legs. Jackson Money, who passed it back out, number 3. He'll pick up his dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll get it to Nolan Swan. He makes an iffy pass, and it's intercepted, going back the other direction. It's number 0, Quillen. Quillen takes a shot, and Grady Carpenter recycles it in the hands of Nolan Swan. Inside the arc, 2-point shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money, there's going to be a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be called on the floor. They're going to whistle this on Western. Tipton's going to keep the ball in the front court. 4:28 on the game clock. Wester with six fouls here in the first half. Next shot, next common foul will be bonus for Tipton. Tipton, thus far, first half, five fouls. They get it down low. Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Landon Spidell got the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. 4:23 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on the Western Panthers. That's number one, Carter Biggs. Carter Biggs. We'll double check here. Yeah, Carter Biggs is going to pick up his second foul in the contest. Three-point play opportunity is good. That's 21. Landon Spidell is now 13 for 20 on the season. 4:20 on the game clock. He'll cross the timeline. Double team right there. He'll pass out of it. They'll bounce it back for F. Elbow. 33. Biggs. He'll take a shot from behind the arc. Wouldn't go. That was the freshman. Number one, Carter Biggs. He got fouled in the act of shooting behind the arc. He's going to shoot three. They're going to whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter. He has two. So bonus the rest of the way for this half. 4:12 left in the second quarter. Shot rimmed up, went up, came back down, wouldn't go. They'll get two more. That's Carter Biggs at the foul line. He's 5'8". Don't let that height fool you. He's a ball player. Second shot rims out. Wouldn't go. He'll get some encouragement on the lane right there. That's Mitchell Dean and 33, Hudson Biggs. They get a bounce pass from the official. Couldn't get either of them. Mitchell Dean there for the rebound. The putback is good. Mitchell Dean for two. 15-13, Western by two. Going to reach the timeline at a walk pace. He'll keep the walk available. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll work left side. He'll hand off. Jackson Money, free throw line. Jump shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Mitchell Dean comes up with it. Still outlet. Right here, going to cross the timeline. Working the basketball at 24, Ian Thurston. He'll work the left side, Quillen. They'll go baseline. He'll fake a baseline drive. That was the freshman, Carter Biggs. They'll move the ball around Thurston, right side, back out top. That's Quillen. So Aiden Quillen will pass it down low. On the drive, going to take a shot. No foul call. Trying to up to do right there, the Hudson Biggs. Where'd he go? Back the other direction. Tipton in the paint, off the glass. Two-point bucket good for Nolan Swan. 15-15. We'll get a timeout on the floor. We're going to call a 30-70, a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. If you want to subscribe but you don't have a computer, you can get the paper by mail. You can get an in-county rate of $24, out-of-county rate, $60. That's per year. If you'd like to get the reporter in your inbox on your computer, you can. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Either way, by paper or by computer, you can contact Circulation Director. That's Isaac Taylor. You can reach him at 765-585-9519. Again, their number is 765-585-9519. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. The first buzzer sound. I'm going to work it in right there. And I'm going to work this direction. And we're going to second buzzer sound. Ball's going to belong to Wester. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in by 33, Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs going to toss it in. Ian Thurston ready for the basketball. 3:19 clock moving. Second quarter, 15-15. Wester with possession going against the Tipton Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball. Thurston, working right side, Quillen. So we're going to see the corner. He kicked out of bounds. Good reflexes. Maverick Conaway, 33 there in the corner. His pass got recycled out of bounds. That was Hudson Biggs. Going to bring the ball in. Ian Thurston brings it in. On the dribble. Way out top, 14, Patrick Hobson. But working back. Ian Thurston on the dribble back panel. He's working against him is Sam Quigley. Defense moving their feet quick. Blue Devils right to the receiver of the basketball. Out top, force the ball right side. On the dribble, he'll go baseline. At 14, Patrick Hobson. He'll pass it back out on a bounce pass. A little cross-court pass behind the arc. and Quillen trying to get the ball back out top to Thurston. Ball going to go out of bounds near the scorer's bench. They're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Tipton. Taking a breather is Sam Quigley. Back in the ball game is number 21, Landon Spidell. Crossing the timeline, number 3, Grady Carpenter. Bounce out top. He'll work at left side behind the Art Jackson money. They'll bring the ball back in. He'll square up. He'll take a shot outside the paint. Shot would go looking for a foul. No whistle. They'll let the guy play tonight. Got to earn that foul. This is like you're playing at North Central High School on 86th Street. They'll work it down low. In the paint off the glass. 32, Amari Sutton. 6 foot U.S. junior for 2. 17-50, Western in front. On the dribble, out top, crossover. Nolan Swan spin move into paint. Turnaround jumper, rims around and falls in. Got some defense going on right there. Got some bumping. Working the block out. Landon Spidell working right there with Amari Sutton. No foul call. They're just playing the game. Coach Cliff Hawkins going to substitute in for Landon Spidell. Back in the ballgame is number 4, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare, he's a junior, 6'2". Going to bring the ball in and across the timeline on a trot pace. That's 21, Dylan Hightower. They'll work it right side to Thurston. Back out top to Hightower. They'll work it left side. They get the ball back from Patrick Hobson. Hightower out top. They'll bounce the elbow. Right side. That's 33, Hudson Biggs. Back out top, Dylan Hightower. Thurston now back out top, Hightower. Making Tipton move their feet. Going to be a steal from behind. Nolan Swan going to pick it up. He's going to try to go coast to coast. Little bump there, no call, but he does get the bucket. A little bit of a finger roll, no backboard needed. Two-point bucket for Swan. It's 19-17, Tipton in front. On the dribble, Dylan Hightower. Tried to cross the timeline, Ian Thurston. Tried to make a bounce pass to the front court. It's deflected. Good play right there by 2, Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather in. Coming out of the ballgame for Western, it's 33, Hudson Biggs. Back in the ballgame is number 50, Mitchell Dean. He's a 6'8" senior. Behind the arc, they'll move it, bounce it out top of Dylan Hightower. It's going to be a foul with him. It's going to be off the ball. They're going to whistle it foul. Offensively, it's going to be called on Western. Working it right there, that's Dylan. Excuse me. That's Landon Vidal. He drew the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on 50, Mitchell Dean. He has 1. It's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be player control. No shots will be taken. Tipton brings it in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. We're going to get him. Gavin Hare going to set a screen. Back door to give a give and go. And Gavin Hare off the glass. 2-point bucket. Tipton, it's 21-17. A 4-point advantage for Tipton. Going to bounce it in the backcourt. On the dribble, crossing the timeline, Patrick Hobson. Picks up the dribble, double team. Amari Sutton gets the basketball. Ian Thurston now on the dribble. They go back to Amari just outside the paint. He'll take it to the opposite corner. Right there, that was Dylan Hightower. Tried to pass it out to Patrick Hobson. It's going to be a foul whistle. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. Going to put Western at the free throw line. It's going to be a 1-1. Tipton's going to check back in the ballgame with number 20, Connor Hassan. And taking a breather is going to be Grady Carpenter, number 3. 31 seconds left. Carpenter picks up his 3rd foul here in the first half. At the free throw line. Patrick Hobson, first shot, nothing but net. 21-18, chipped in by 3. 31 seconds left here in the first half. Patrick Hobson got both of them. 21-19. Tipped in by 2, then bring it up in the backcourt. Nolan Swan going to take the point. Going to pick him up at half court. That's Dylan Hightower. 22 seconds left. Tipton in the front court. Deep in the front court, Nolan Swan on the dribble. We're going to get Hightower. He'll hand off right there, Jackson Money. Jackson Money wearing number 12 tonight, white uniform. Going to work it right side. Dylan Nolan might have got away with a step there. No call. His spin move into paint. He'll take a 14-footer. Got the bucket. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Long shot, Dylan Hightower at the buzzer. Hits the backboard from three-quarter court. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Tipton 23, Western 19. We do thank you for tuning in, and I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Tipton, precious times are made for precious moments. and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Scott G. We'll mention while growing up and be accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match or the wrestling matches before it. In each of the matches, we'll mention a strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolition when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils, and we'll mention every Friday night. And we'll let you know this is signed by Scott G., a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. We'll also mention this game in parts being brought to you by Scripps and Fishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. We'll mention they have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, right along State Road 32. Noblesville, Indiana, you can reach them there by telephone, 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or visit them on site. That's scriptsandfishers.com. And we'll also mention this ball game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, that's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. And yes, the lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can reach Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. 6:18 on the game clock. 23:19, we're at halftime. Tipton with the advantage. And we'll also mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, in Atlanta, Indiana, address 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store in rural Atlanta. Again, we mentioned earlier today, we talked about the national rankings. Take that back. We talked about the State of Indiana rankings. We let you know Class 4A, Class 3A, Class 2A, all represented in that area right there we talked about. It was a December 18th. A lot of teams there. Ben Davis at the top in the all-class pool this week, taking on December 18th. And we'll mention Ben Davis locates himself this week on the national poll. National poll high school basketball rankings. We'll mention last update was the 20th of December. At number one, it's Duncanville. Duncanville, they're out of Texas. They're 11-0. Number two, that's Paul, the fourth. They're at Chantilly. They're in Virginia, 7-0. At number three, right there, is Emmetep. Emmetep Charter, they're out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're 6-0. Number four is Columbus out of Miami, Florida, 7-1. Number five, Wheeler, that's out of Marietta, Georgia. They're 5-1. I think I misspoke. Columbus, Miami, Florida, they're 7-1. And number five, Wheeler, Marietta, Georgia, they're 5-1. At number six, Camden. Camden out of New Jersey, 2-0. Number seven is Centennial. They're out of Corona, California, they're 7-1. Number eight is Harvard Westlake, Studio City, California. They're 13 wins, no losses. At number nine, it's Newman Goretti out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They're 4-0. At number 10, Long Island Lutheran, Brookville, New York, 3-2. We skip down to number 14, Chicago, Illinois, that's Simeon. Simeon, they're 9-0. We skip down to number 20 in the nation this week. That's the Ben Davis Giants, Indianapolis, Indiana. They're 9-0. That's pretty good doing right there. Ben Davis plays some good basketball. Along with good football, Coach J.C. Simmons, offensive coordinator, Mr. Caleb Small. Three-minute horn sounds, 23-19, tipping in front, 2:46 on the intermission clock. Western out shooting around. Tipton now getting some basketballs. They're going to shoot around. And we'll mention a little bit about the National Boys Basketball points per game leaders. Their stat leaders. Top 10 right here. They're out of Max Prep. Max Prep is a division of CBS Sports. We're thankful for CBS. We're making it number one. LeBaron. LeBaron Salon, he's a guard out of Mobile, Alabama. He's 6'4 junior. He's averaging top notch in the nation at 39.9 points per game. He's shooting 51% two-point land, 34% behind the arc. At number two, Mikhail Smith, he's out of Eden, North Carolina. He's a 5'11 junior, averaging 39.8, 45% behind two-point strike, 37% behind the arc. At number three, 6'5 is junior, Clay Schofield. He plays guard and forward. He's from Theodore, Alabama, Lighthouse Baptist Academy. 39.5 points per game, 58% two-point landing, shooting 47% behind the arc. At number four, he's a 6'3-inch freshman. Yeah, just 6'3 freshman. Right now, he's 155 pounds. Number four, that's Jason Crow, Jr. from Linwood, California. He's a point guard. He's averaging 35.6. 50% shooting from two-point land, 35% behind the arc. At number five, 5'11 junior, that's Jamaica Adair. He's from Montgomery, Alabama. He's a point guard and a shooting guard, 35.4 points per game average, 53% behind two-point territory and 51% behind the arc. At number six, he's a junior. We'll mention that's Zeke Brock. Zeke Brock from Irwin, North Carolina. He's a point guard averaging 35 points a game, 52% two-point territory, just under 30% from the arc. We'll mention at number seven, 6'7", 170-pound senior. That's Cal L. Gentles. We'll mention Cal L. Gentles. He's from Austin, Texas. He's a guard, 6'7" guard, 34.1. That's like a Cree Smith, 58% in two-point territory. Shooting a tick under behind the arc than 30%. We'll also mention at number 8, 6-foot sophomore, Angel Ochoa, San Marcos, California. He's a guard and a point guard, 33.7 per game, 50% two-point territory, 38% behind the arc. We'll stop right there at number 8. Those are the national leaders in our nation. Could be brought in, also the possession arrow, brought in right there, Patrick Hobson. Gets in Dylan Hightower. Back to Hightower out top. He'll work at left side. He'll go behind the arc. Jones going to go baseline. Ian Thurston. Thurston goes up for a shot. Going to get deflected. Going to get part of the arm. And Tipton is going to draw the, or going to be called for the first foul here in the second half. Going to be two shots awarded. Ian Thurston at the stripe. First shot good. 23-20. Tipton by 3. They'll get one more. 7:51 on the game clock. Second shot rims up long. Would go rebound. Fought for. Picked up by Mitchell Dean. He'll get the putback. Wouldn't get it. Got his own board. Could have backed up and in. 6'8" Mitchell Dean for 2. 23-22. Tipton by 1. Cross the timeline. Working the left side. Bounce pass. Grady Carpenter. Gets it to Jackson Money. Behind the arc. There's going to be some tug of war going on right there. Landon Spidell is going to lock it up with 21. Dylan Hightower in the Tipton front court. Hightower going to pick up the personal foul. He has 2. 1 foul each way here in the second half in the ballgame. Grady Carpenter passes it out behind the arc. Left side, Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out top. We're going to right there. Magic Conaway. He'll step in, make the steal. Going the other direction. 33 off the glass. Wouldn't go. Hudson Big. Going to get 2 shots. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. 7:20 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, going to shoot 2. 23-22. Maverick Conaway going to pick up his 2nd foul in the ballgame. Bounce pass at 33 at the stripe. Hudson Biggs. First shot rimmed around. Looked like it was going down. Came out. 23-22. He'll get one more. The free throw line, 33, Hudson Big, 6'2", sophomore. Second shot ties the ball game at 23. He'll be brought in from the backcourt. Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Calling out some instructions. He'll work at left side in the center circle there is Nolan Swan. Working at left side, guarding him, Dylan Hightower. Foot for foot, not crossing over. He'll work through the legs. And a spin move, Nolan Swan, just inside the paint, about a 12-footer, way to go. Rebound out of there, Hightower. Hightower to the front court on the dribble. They'll square it up out top. He'll shout out some directions. He'll work the right side behind the arc. Patrick Hobson back to Hightower. Works at left side, Ian Thurston. Back to 33, Hudson Biggs. Left elbow. They give it back to Hightower. And Hightower puts it in off the glass. 3-point shot good. They say the bank is open. Right now, the ATM. Left elbow extended. Going to work it right there. Elbow, going to go rebound, Mitchell Dean. Going to get the ball and give it back to Thurston. Now back to Hightower. 26-23. Western in front, going to dribble it left side. He'll pass it around the perimeter. It gets to Hudson Biggs. To get it back out top. Dylan Hightower back to Thurston. He'll take a long 3. Going to rim off, wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline at a good try. He's going to work the basketball in the paint. He's going to try to back down his defender. He's going to be called for steps. A little bit of step right in there as he made the spin move. He was working against 33, Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs, 6'4". Grady Carpenter. Take that back, Hudson Biggs, 6'2". Grady Carpenter, 6'5". Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Dylan Hightower. He gets the ball back from Patrick Hobson. Back to Hightower. Left side behind the arc. Ian Thurston. They're working the ball around the perimeter. Hudson Biggs back to Hightower. They'll look at left side. They're going to bounce it in. Try to. They're going to call no kick. And they're going to stop play about a 2.5 seconds or so after the kick. It was a quick move to try to bounce pass, get it by it. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan got it on the knee. That's got to be deemed as a kick. Took about 1.5 seconds that they got the call right. So we're going to behind the arc. We're going to back out top. Dylan Hightower. Left side, Ian Thurston. Hudson Biggs back to Thurston behind the arc being guarded by Maverick Conaway. He'll bounce it out top. Hightower. Hightower moving around the perimeter. Right side, Patrick Hobson being guarded there by Jackson Money. Back to Hobson. Hobson tries a 3. Left elbow extended. Ball's loose. Fighting for the basketball. Grady Carpenter was working right there against number 50, Mitchell Dean. Ball was out of bounds, I do believe, even though Grady Carpenter was in bounds. I think his leg was over the baseline touching the basketball. Probably a good caller to give it back to Western. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ian Thurston. 5:15 on the game clock. Going to work it behind the arc. Going to work it back out top. Going to work it back. Aiden Quillen in the ballgame. He wears number 0. Aiden Quillen, a 5'10 sophomore. Out top, Dylan Hightower. To Thurston, back out top to Hightower. Looking to distribute. Works it left side. To work it down low. Going to be a reach in. Going to tap the ball out of bounds. Good hands by Nolan Swan. They're staying in the front court. Going to go in right at the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ian Thurston. He's going to bounce it in. Aiden Quillen back out top to reset the offense. With Dylan Hightower back to Quillen left side behind the arc. Pass it back out top. Dylan Hightower moving the basketball. Going to back Ian Thurston. Skip pass. Going to be Ian. Aiden Quillen. Aiden Quillen on the skip pass outside the arc. 3-point shot good for Quillen. 29-23. Western by 6. 4:35 we're in the third quarter. Clinton Central final game this season. We'll shoot it from the edge. Shot going to go back to Conway. Rebound picked up there and landed Spidell. He'll get it back to Nolan Swan. Ball's down low. He's going to call a jump ball. He's going to call a tie-up right there with Jackson Money. Ball's going to go ultimate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Tipton. Going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan. Looking to get it in. We'll cross it tall right there to Maverick for shooting it. Grady Carpenter. He'll go up and get it. Carpenter out top working the basketball on the dribble. He'll work it between the legs. He'll kick the ball back out. There's going to be a reach-in. Going to be a reach-in right here. Difficult way to go. Try to guard Grady Carpenter. He's going to reach in and get the personal foul. It's whistled on number 0, Aiden Quillen. He has one in the ball game. 4:16 on the game clock. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. Going to be right in right there. And Nolan Swan tries to toss in off the unsuspecting back. And then couldn't get the shot to go in. He went off the glass. They'll work it right there. They're going to bring the ball back in. It's going to be left in the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Nolan Swan to get into Maverick Conway. Conway on the dribble. He'll bring it back out. He'll go back towards the basket. He'll bring it back out behind the arc. He'll reset the offense with Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on top. They're working left side number 3. That's Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going to dribble in the paint. He'll take a shot. He's backing his man down. They're going to stop play right there. They're going to say it was foul, but the foul occurred on the floor. He did get the bucket, but the foul occurred before the shot. So they're going to bring the ball back in. And be brought in, drive the bucket. Grady Carpenter, deep behind the 3-point line. That was Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan to the corner. Grady Carpenter rims in, rims out. 3-4 shot, good to go. Fighting for the board. Mitchell Boone comes up with it. They get it to Ian Thurston. Really a steal. Long chest pass, trying to get it to Hightower across the court. Nolan Swan working hard, trying to get the steal and the breakaway. They pick him back up in the bleacher area. I should say right there, first row. Right there, the Western bench. He's okay. Ball's going to be brought in by Ian Thurston in the front court. Western Panthers, size of 50. He'll toss it in. Dylan Hightower across the timeline. He'll work it back left side, Ian Thurston. Back out top center circle, Dylan Hightower. They'll work it right side, bounce pass, elbow. They'll work it down low. Second slam dunk in the ballgame for Mitchell Dean. One in each pass. We'll miss him to the front court with the basketball. Tipton pressing the issue. Nolan Swan. And a fender in the paint to go off the glass, you know, float around, wouldn't go. Looking for a foul, no whistles. Not a lot of whistles on interior play in this ballgame. They're playing to win. 3:03 on the game clock. 31-23. Western by 8. We're going to out top Hightower. Aiden Quill takes another 3. Wouldn't get that one either. High Karam going up for the rebound. Was number 33, Hudson Biggs. He's going to draw the foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. They're going to whistle this on number 11, Nolan Swan. He has one. Second half, both teams with 3, a cumulative. First shot good. 33, Hudson Biggs. Back in the ballgame for Tipton, Connor Hassan, number 20. Number 4, Gavin Hare. Coming out of the ballgame, number 2, Maverick Conaway. And number 21, Landon Spidell. Back at the free throw line, 33, Hudson Biggs. Rimmed off long rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter crossing the timeline with the basketball. He'll slow it up in the center circle. Stationary dribble. Working loosely right there off of him. It's 33, Hudson Biggs. He'll bounce it. Right side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Triple threat. He'll dribble left. He'll dish off Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble. Way outside. Guarding him is Aiden Quillen. 2:28 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 32-23 in Western. Going to drive in. Bring it back out. Gavin Hare for three. Shot wouldn't go. Wouldn't go. They're going to bring the ball in for the backcourt. Going to belong to Western. Western Panthers. Back in the ballgame for the Western Panthers. Going to be number 32, Amari Sutton, the 6'2 junior. Taking a breather is number 50, Mitchell Dean. 2:15 on the game clock. Going to pass it, trying to break the press. Tipton putting the pressure on. Going to lose the handle right here. Hudson Biggs going to catch a tall pass. Nolan Swan going to go the distance off the glass. Left-handed layup wouldn't go. A bit strong back the other direction. They're going to bounce it down low, and nobody there to receive it for Western. Going to go back to Tipton. 1:58 on the game clock. 32-23. Brought in Nolan Swan. To get into Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the shot pace crosses the timeline, closest to the fans opposite the scores bench. But we're going to left side, Jackson Money. Out top, Connor Hassan back on the floor. Number 20. We're going to the left side with the basketball, keeping the dribble alive. That's Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working against Dylan Hightower. Going to work the left side, going to through the leg, seeing the crossover, going to go baseline. Going to try to make the spending, and Dylan Hightower, we're going to say he got the ball, knocked it out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. In their own front court, it'll stay there. Coming out of the ball game is Dylan Hightower. Good tap on the backside from Coach Michael Lewis. Going to be brought in a little bit deep in the front court. Nolan Swan will take a long three, scored off the mark. It was NBA 23-foot three. Wouldn't go. 1:29 left here in the third quarter. 32-23. Going to be brought in by Western. Western going to bounce it in. Hudson. Right there, Hudson Biggs on the dribble. Full court pressure, Hassan on the basketball now. It's Ian Thurston, double team with Jackson Money. He'll pass across the timeline, Patrick Hobson. Hobson out top to move the basketball. Ian Thurston on the back pedal dribble. Going to pick him up as Connor Hassan. And Jackson Money follows the ball out top. They're working back and forth. Aiden Quillen. Aiden Quillen has faced a double team. He's going to hit the leg of Grady Carpenter. It was an intentional kick. It was not. Tipton with the basketball in the front court after the turnover. Working the left side on the dribble. Grady Carpenter. Schroeder. Baseline. Good. Inside the three-point stripe. It's a two-pointer for Carpenter. 32-25. 42 seconds left. Third quarter. But working the left side, Patrick Hobson. He'll get it back to Ian Thurston. He'll bounce it to the front court. Ball's loose. Going to be Schroeder. Going to be picked up by Grady Carpenter. Now on the floor, it's going to be re-picked up right there by Thurston. Going to be a timeout called by Coach Michael Lewis. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we'll miss it. IHSAA, new website. If you've not seen it, it's good. In that website, it says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, the court here at Clinton Central High School. How do they turn? 63rd Holiday Tournament. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. It's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. A little bit of radio right here. 70s version. Ball brought in. Hightower. Hightower trying to pass, bounce pass left side, left-handed. Going to go out of bounds. He was trying to find Patrick Hobson. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Grady Carpenter back in the ballgame. Number 4, Gavin Hare, going to take a breather. Going to be brought in right in the backcourt right here by Maverick Conaway to Grady Carpenter. 22 seconds left. In the center circle, he'll pick up the pace. He'll hand off right side. Now out top is Jackson Money. Back to Grady. Grady Carpenter. 12 seconds on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 32-25. Western. Out top, going to be straddling the three-point line. Got the bucket. Two-point shot good for Carpenter. 32-27. Hightower going to get called for traveling right as the buzzer sounds. And they'll go with the alternate possession arrow anyway. It's going to belong to Western when the fourth quarter begins. And we can thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by REMAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tifton, Indiana? Visit REMAX, a new realty in 10X with a real estate expert today. REMAX, a new realty in Tifton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tifton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. REMAX, a new realty located at 221 South Main Street, Tifton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. On the web, it's anewrealtyhomes.com. They're in Tifton. They're playing some Johnny Cash right there. Johnny Cash working right there. Coach Josh would like that. 8 minutes on the game clock. Ball's going to belong to the Western Panthers. Going to be brought in half court. Ian Thurston going to inbound the basketball. He's going to be guarded loosely right there, center court, by Grady Carpenter. He's going to toss it to the backcourt, Patrick Hobson. Grady Carpenter going to take up the basketball. They're going to double team him in the backcourt. Maverick Conaway here with Grady, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Ian Thurston. They go to the corner, Aiden Quillen. Back out, Patrick Hobson on the dribble. He'll bounce to that center circle. Ian Thurston, they go left side. Quillen trying to get a down low to Mitchell Dean in the paint. That was Hobson. Shot three-point lane. Good. Right at the bucket. Aiden Quillen for three. 35-27. Eight-point advantage for Western. On the dribble. He'll take a shot inside the arc. Two-point shot. Good. Right elbow extended. That was number three, Grady Carpenter. 7:20 on the game clock. Tipton. Pressure in the backcourt. Working it to Hobson. Hobson going to pass it back to Ian Thurston. He'll dribble across the timeline. He'll pass it outside the arc. Right here. That's going to be stolen on the dribble. On the bounce pass, Nolan Swan. There's going to be a reach in across the midcourt stripe. Nolan Swan on the dribble. They're going to whistle his foul on 24, Ian Thurston. He has two in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Western, they're going to be number 21, Dylan Hightower. Taking a breather, it's 33, Hudson Biggs. Fast pass, going to work it in. Grady Carpenter, slightly in the backcourt. He'll dribble through the front court. Working right there against Aiden Quillen. Through the legs, he'll dribble in. It's like a baseline jumper. Fadeaway, got the bucket. Two-point shot good for Grady Carpenter. Bring the ball in from backcourt. Tipton applying pressure once again. Maverick Conaway guarding the basketball. Ian Thurston will back out of it. Front court, Patrick Hobson on the dribble. Back to Dylan Hightower. Hightower works at left side. They are letting these guys play the game today. It's almost like 86th Street North Central and south of there. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. One official says it was last tipped by Tipton. It's going to belong to Western. Right at the bucket on the baseline. Ian Thurston going to inbound the basketball. 6:28 left here in the fourth. 35-31. Western by four. Moving the basketball outside. Quillen going to take another three. Got it. Aiden Quillen doesn't even need a rim. Going to call timeout. It's 38-31. Western in front. Going to be a timeout call. I believe it was Western. Not sure. They want to know if it's a 30 or a 60. They're going to call 30. They're going to call 30. They're going to say West. They're going to say maybe Tipton had the basketball, maybe netting the ball by the time they gave away the timeout. But that's the way it's going to be. 6:16 left here in the fourth quarter. 38-31. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana at 46034. That's the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve XD's Auto Parts in Cicero. Well, Leonard Skinner can be brought in backcourt. Blue Devils brought in by Maverick. Kyle brought in by Hassan, picking up about half court. It's Grady Carper. He'll dribble in. He's in the paint. Spin around. He go out top. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off. Way to go. That was Connor Song, just right at center. Rebound Western, crossing the timeline, Patrick Hobson. He'll work it down low. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean in the paint. Couldn't get the bucket. Left-hander went left side of the rim. Couldn't get it, and he'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on the Blue Devils. Connor Hassan going to pick up his second in the ball game. Both teams with four accumulative here in the second half. First shot rims around good. Mitchell Dean, senior athlete, back in the ball game for Tipton is Landon Spidell, number 21. Taking a breather is number 2, Maverick Conaway. Mitchell Dean going to get one more. We're just under 6 minutes left. Second shot, also good. 40-31. Western by 9. 5:56 on the game clock. They'll work it down low. Landon Spidell receives the basketball. Brought the ball back down. Made a good grab up high. High pointed the basketball. Brought it back down. Going to be a tie-up. Jump ball. Going to give it back. They're going to keep it right there. Going to keep it in the front court with Tipton. They'll get the basketball with the alternate possession arrow. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan. You know, toss it in. Deep in the front court. There's going to be a foul off the ball. They're going to whistle this foul on Western. Ian Thurston going to pick up the personal. That's 5 thus far here in the second half on Western. Ian Thurston picks up number 3. Tipton with 4 thus far, second half. Puts the ball out top. Connor Song, you pass it left side. Out top, 3-point shot. On the way off the glass, going to go. That was Grady Carpenter. Rebound out there to hit the outlet. Looking in the front court there is Patrick Hobson. Ball's not free. Picked up by Aiden Quillen to bring the ball back out top. They'll work it to Hobson again. They'll work it outside the paint. He'll bounce it outside the arc. On the dribble, he'll square it back up. That's Dylan Hightower. They'll work it right side. Ian Thurston back to Aiden Quillen. Double team right there. That is Jackson Money and Connor Song. They'll work it behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bounce it down low. And trying to deflect the pass right there on the bounce pass. With Nolan Swan, he's going to pick up the foul. Nolan Swan going to pick up his foul in the ball game. He has 5 each way for both teams for the second half. 5:17 balls in play. We're going to out top to Keegan Thurston. He'll go inside the free throw line and take a 14-footer. It'll roll around and fall in. 2-point bucket good for Ian Thurston. 42-31. Western. First double-digit lead of the ball game. 5:08 left here in the fourth quarter. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text message or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocation. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheet. So they're going to inbound the basketball. 5:08 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in backcourt by Nolan Swan. Going to have some defense in the backcourt. Aiden Quillen. Going to bring the ball in easily to Grady Carpenter. Quillen's going to backpedal. He'll be in the front court picking up Grady Carpenter at the 3-point line. He'll pounce it left side. Outside by the 18-3. He'll dribble in. Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper. Rimmed out long, would go, rebound, fought for, Ian Thurston comes up with it. Connor Song right there, causing some havoc in the backcourt, and it's going to be stolen. They get the ball back. There was no tie-up, evidently. Looks like there might have been a jump ball right here. Ball's in the front court. They're going to call foul. No, they're going to call timeout. Possession was had, tipped in possession. Nolan Swan, I believe, and he calls a timeout, saved the possession. 4:41 left fourth quarter. 42-31. And they're going to whistle this right there. They're going to remain standing. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low you might want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Noblesville Trophy. Ball's going to be brought in. Adjacent. Scoresman, slightly in the backcourt. Counter Song gets it in. Grady Carpenter, 4:38 on the game clock. Crossing the 10-second line outside. He'll bounce it left side. Nolan Swan. Behind the arc, we're going to get to him is Dylan Hightower. He'll dribble right side. They're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to say Connor Hassan might have been moving on a screen. That's just not the type of play Connor Hassan is used to playing. But they're going to give the ball back to Wester. Going to be brought in. 24, Ian Thurston. Dip it into Patrick Hobson. Backcourt on the dribble. Patrick Hobson jumps past. Gives it to Dylan Hightower. He'll go across the timeline on the dribble. Reverted it to Quillen. Reverted it down low. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean going to go baseline. He's going to put a big foot on that baseline. Mitchell Dean going to give the ball back to Tipton. Back in the ball game for Western. Going to be number 33, Hudson Biggs. Hudson Biggs back in the ball game. They're going to roll it up ahead. Nolan Swan bowls it. He bowls it right up there near the center court line. Grady Carpenter picks it up. Saving some time. They go right elbow. Shot off the mark. Rimmed around. Grady Carpenter thought he got brushed on the release. Mitchell Dean right there to play defense and no whistle. A lot of whistles being swallowed here in this tournament. It's a final game championship contest. Trying to get the ball in. Working right there. Bounce pass in from Thurston. Gets it back into Hudson Biggs. Bounce back to Hudson Biggs. Across the timeline. Try to tip from behind Grady Carpenter to the front. Picked up there by Dylan Hightower. And Mitchell Dean goes baseline. And another good lineup for Mitchell Dean. Going to work the left side to go off the glass. Two-point shot is going to go Grady Carpenter. Rebound. Nolan Swan takes that back. Rebound. Later, Spide Hill gets it back to Carpenter. Baseline shot good. Other side of the rim. 44-33. 3:38 on the game clock. In the backcourt, going to be a jump ball. Tie-up. Tipton putting some pressure on. And we'll see here. They're going to call that a jump ball, I do believe. Ball belongs to Tipton. They're in their own front court. Right of the bucket. Going to be brought in on the baseline by Grady Carpenter. They're tossing in. Nolan Swan. He saves the basketball in the dribble. He's going to absorb a foul from Dylan Hightower right there in the paint. So the foul goes against Hightower. Hightower's going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. Both teams with six fouls here in the second half. So bonus the rest of the way for either common foul, either side. Out of the ballgame, taking a breather is number 20, Connor Song. Back in the ballgame. Going to be tipped away. Going to be picked up. Dylan Hightower. They'll bounce it down low. Pretty good footwork right there. Mitchell Dean, left-handed layup. Good. 46-33. 13-point advantage for Western. Three-point shot outside the arc. Right of center is good. Grady Carpenter for three. 46-36. In the backcourt, Tipton. Applying the pressure. Bounce pass to the front court. Dylan Hightower. Hightower slid on that floor. He needs to clean his shoes. It's going to be a bounce pass from Thurston. Trying to get it down low to Mitchell Dean. It's deflected by foot. Knocked it out of bounds. That's number two, Maverick Conaway. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. 24, Ian Thurston. Bounce pass outside the arc. They're working back around. Dylan Hightower. They're working to Aiden Quillen. Back outside the arc. Hightower. They're working down low. Baseline. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go. That was Mitchell Dean. He was looking for a brush foul. No foul whistle. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. Spin move in the paint. Jump shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Landon Spidell. They take a reverse layup. left side, right-handed, and he'll draw a foul. He'll shoot two. Landon Fidel at the free throw line. He's going to shoot two. The whistle on the foul is against Hudson Biggs. He has two in the ballgame. Landon Fidel, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Landon Fidel going to get one more. Shot on the way, a bit harder off the back rim, wouldn't go. Three down, Hudson Biggs. He'll outlet right side, Ian Thurston to the front court. He'll bring it back out, he'll reset the offense. Aiden Quillen on the dribble. He's guarded there by Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean going to get the ball locked up and steal it from him. Magic Conaway comes up with it. They'll pass it up ahead, cross the timeline on the dribble. Opposite side of the scores bench, Grady Carpenter. Now back out top, number 11, Nolan Swan. To take a floater in the paint, a little bit of a fadeaway. Wouldn't go, rimmed off long. Rebound, came out of there, Mitchell Dean. He gets it to Ian Thurston in the backcourt. And Nolan Swan going to use one of his fouls to stop the clock.
Nolan Swan
going to pick up the foul. He'll walk the distance. He'll play. He'll shoot the bonus at the other end. Ian Thurston going to be the shooter. Nolan Swan picks up his third foul in the ballgame. 2:14 left. 46-36 Western. Shot on the way. First one's good. Ian Thurston gets some Tim Dracula toys, Mitchell Dean, and Patrick Hobson. 47-36. Bounce pass. Second shot, rims out long, wouldn't go. Trying to save the carom, wouldn't go. Trying to save the carom there was Ian Thurston. Ended up that first row of the bleachers. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Number 12 in this game. That's Jackson Money crossing the timeline with the basketball. It's Grady Carpenter. He'll take an elbow shot right side. It'll rim around and fall off. Had some weight on the outside. Going to go a long pass down the court. They're going to whistle a foul. Ooh, the football play. They both went up for it in the paint. Grady Carpenter and Mitchell Dean. They're going to whistle a foul on Grady Carpenter. He's going to pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. 1:58 on the game clock. 47-36. Mitchell Dean going to shoot 1-1. First shot, good. 48-36. They'll get one more. Bonus both ways. Second shot, also good. Good backspin resolution from the left-hander. We cross the timeline with the basketball, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in, a spinner with the elbow, right side. He's trying to bring the ball back out, bring it back down. It's going to be loose. It's picked up by Aiden Quillen in the tip and backcourt. He'll get it up ahead. Mitchell Dean, he'll bring the ball back out. Hightower. Hightower's going to save it. He's going to save it into the hands of Nolan Swan. He'll dish it up ahead. Grady Carpenter off the glass, two-point layup. Trying to work it in. Running out of time. Going to have to spend a timeout. Ian Thurston couldn't get it in. Tipton playing relentless defense on the inbound. 1:28 on the game clock. 49-38. 30-second timeout. Called right there by Western. The one mentioned this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also now, they restore classic cars and trucks. Reaching out to Central Indiana, all are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of March the 1st, you can find them at their new location, 6620 East 266th Street, Arcadia. That's AGM Auto. As we learn, it's just a more journey. Be here. What a vocal range. 1:28 on the game clock. 49-38. Western with the basketball and the lead. Official lets you know he can run the baseline if he needs to. Patrick Hobson going to inbound the basketball. He'll bounce it in. Ian Thurston picked up there. Grady Carpenter. Maverick Conaway. They'll work it left side. Hightower to get it to the front court. That was Patrick Thompson. Allen in, slam dunk. Nice pass from Aiden Hilton. Mitchell Dean puts Stanley Dick to the rim. 1:11 left. Out top. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Left of center. That was Brady Carpenter. Nothing but net and a good answer for the slam dunk two-pointer. 1:06 on the game clock. Going to play a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermakers. Blue Devil Boilermakers, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to get that Lafayette, Indiana, Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying us to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils in winter sports. Be a farmer. Build a dream. To be brought in from the baseline, 84 feet away. Two players in the backcourt, all eight others in the frontcourt. I should say in the backcourt right there, trying to throw the ball in once again. This time it's going to be Ian Thurston. Thought they had a 5-second count, but no call. They get it into Mitchell Dean and get it back to Thurston. Thurston gets the ball back. He's trying to cross the timeline. He's going to be fouled in the process. Tipton's going to put him at the foul line. It's going to be foul number 9 for Tipton here in the second half. They're going to shoot the 1 and bonus again. One shot, one if he makes it. The free throw line, number 24, Ian Thurston. Shot up and good. He'll get another. 1:02 on the game clock, fourth quarter, 52-41, Western in front. That shot on the way, it's also good, 53-41. Ball brought in, Grady Carpenter crossing the sideline in front of the scorer's bench. He's going to take a long 3-point shot, left elbow extended, wouldn't go, rebound, Mitchell Dean trying to get it back to Aiden Quillen, and intercepting the pass is Grady Carpenter. He'll go back in the paint, he'll take a floater, it's good for two, Grady Carpenter. 2 points. Lee goes back to 10. 53-43. Western in front. 50.7 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. A good ball game. A good tournament. This tournament consisted of Clinton Central Bulldogs. They hosted Clinton Prairie Gophers, Carroll Cougars, Fountain Central Mustangs, North Judson Blue Jays, Tipton Blue Devils, Tri-Central Trojans, Western Panthers, 18. A good tournament. A couple of days. Ran tremendously well by the athletic department at Clinton Central High School. And we appreciate them. That's athletic director Ray Jones. Raymond Jones and assistant AD Kimberly Deck. Kim Deck is what our pre-game coach let us know. Coach Debbie Davis of Clinton Central. They're going to bring the ball in. They're going to call double dribble in the backcourt. Ian Thurston came up with the basketball. They say he didn't get it down in time. They called a double dribble. They're going to give the ball back to Tipton in their frontcourt opposite the scores bench. They'll toss it to the backcourt. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. They'll work the right side. Elbow right side. They take a shot. It wouldn't go. Thought Aiden Quillen might have got a piece of his arm. Rebound out of there. Ian Thurston. Double team. They're going to call jump ball. Jackson Money and Nolan Swan locked it up with 24 to Ian Thurston. Opposite alternate possession arrow, going to give the ball back to Western. Going to be brought in by Mitchell Dean right in the bucket. He'll have to stay still right there on the baseline. The official let him know. He's got a 3-foot box to stand in. They're going to work it, trying to get across the timeline. On the dribble there with Patrick Hobson. Going to be a reach-in foul. It's going to be whistled on 12. Number 12, that's Jackson Money. He's got 3 in the ball game. Going to put the double bonus in effect. That's it for Western. At the free throw line, number 14, Patrick Hobson.
First shot up and good. 54-43. Empty lane of Panthers. Four on the lane for the Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter, Jackson Money. Pass is good. And also on the lane, this lane is Fidel and Maverick Conaway. Cross the sideline on the dribble. 32 seconds left. 55-43. Spin move into paint. You'll dig it down low. Nolan Swan gets the assist. Landon Fidel gets the bucket. Left side, a layup. Trying to bring the ball in. 20 seconds left. Timeout is going to have to be called again. Good thing. Coach Lewis has timeouts. Tipton putting a pretty good pressure on the inbound. 19.9 seconds left. 55-45. Little Bon Jovi for the 60-second timeout. They've got a good PA system right here at Clinton Central High School. And then Bon Jovi. And while he made the Hall of Fame, they put him in the Hall of Fame with his band. And rightfully so. There's a couple of bands I'm thinking of that probably going to end up there, but right now they're touring. And then not necessary to put them in the Hall of Fame while they're still touring. I mean, wow. I mean, Brett Tischer will agree with that. Now, he knows the band we're speaking of. 19.9 seconds left. 55-45. Halfway there, they're talking about living on a prayer. I think this ballgame has been a good one. Start to finish, it's been competitive. The officials have allowed it to be competitive. The championship game. And both these teams not going to play again against each other this season. This is the second time. Tipton got the win back on December 9th. Might have been about 12 points. Mitchell Dean was not in the ballgame. And a couple of others. Let's try to get it in. Mitchell Dean gets it in, picked up by Hobson. He's in the front court. We're going to right there, passes it out in front of the bench right here. Western, going to be a foul called. Aiden Quillen had the basketball. They'll go to the foul strike. He's going to shoot the double bonus. 13 seconds left. Aiden Quillen, the only player at the free throw line. Nobody else on the lane for Western. First shot rims around, falls in. Aiden Quillen, he'll get one more. Second shot, rims off long, rebound, lane is Fidel. He'll get it to Grady Carpenter. 10 seconds left, crossing the timeline. We're going to out top. They'll take a jumper left of center. They'll get the 3-point shot to go. 3 seconds. And then Tipton's going to call a timeout. Tipton's going to call a timeout. 56-48. If you got timeouts left, I mean, this is a game. And I'm Coach Cliff Hawkins going to teach his players something in this huddle. You know he is. 56-48. 3.3 left here in the fourth quarter. Good ball game. Good Tipton crowd across the way. Good crowd right here behind the scores bench. It allowed us up top. It's a good seat right here. Couldn't go wrong anywhere in the gym to sit and watch a basketball game. 2,000 capacity right here. 2,000, quite a bit of folks. You look back and you think about Tipton. Tipton, 3,050. Back in about, I'm guessing back in the Elston days, when they filled that capacity back in those days. Ball's going to be brought in. Western, he can run the sideline. He can run the baseline. He's got a long baseball pass to the front court. Picked off by Nolan Swan. He'll take a shot at the buzzer, almost half court. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Western Panthers going to win the tournament this year. Final score, Western 56, Tipton 48. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my pregame guest, ex-coach of the Central, should say Clinton Central Bulldogs, that's Derek Davis. We thank you for tuning in. We thank our sponsors making this game possible. And we thank my wife back home, Sound Chef, and making sure that things are running smooth. And we're thankful for AT&T. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
At this time, we'd like to present the trophy
Hey, we're posting right now. We're going to talk to Coach Michael Lewis. Coach Lewis, what a ball game. You had a good game plan.
Yeah, I thought our kids did a great job executing the defensive game plan. Now, they're a really tough cover. They're great offensively. Carpenter and Swan are both terrific players. Their ability to shoot and take it off the bounce really forces you to be disciplined in your coverages, and I thought our kids did a nice job of that tonight.
Yeah, well, you got good players. Mitchell Dean came to the ball game. He didn't play in game one. That would have made a difference. Mitchell Dean, rim rocker, excited the fans.
Yeah, and, you know, he missed two games for us, and those are two games that we lost, and obviously he changes the dynamics when he's on the floor. I mean, I thought he was the best player of the tournament. He was dominant in all three games, and when you have that pressure release down low, it really makes it easier for our guards. But, you know, he was very physical, and I was really proud of him.
High power handle the ball real good. Got to mention, Amari Hutton came on. He came off the bench and did well.
He gave us great minutes, and that's what everybody's got to be ready to do when their numbers fall, come in and produce. Whether you get 1 minute or whether you get 10 minutes, every minute in the game is important, and he did a nice job for us.
Russ, got to mention, you have some excited players right now. They're cutting down the net. That's a memorable experience.
Yeah, and anytime you get a chance to play in a championship game, you want to try to make the most of it so you get that locker room experience of enjoying with your teammates. And we talked before the game, it's kind of a sectional-like feel tonight. We had good crowds on both sides, and it felt like a Saturday night sectional game, so it was a good experience for us.
Saturday night's going to be the 31st. Are you going to give these guys a little time off? I know you got a game coming up on the 3rd of January.
I don't know. We'll see what happens on the bus ride home.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
That is Coach Michael Lewis. He said he don't know if they're going to give it some time off. And we're going to walk back this direction. And we'll hope to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. We're going to set this down for a moment. We'll be back in just a bit.